This is Econ 919, your weekly look at how the peninsula works. I'm Sabine Pooks. When you start laying out the expenses line by line, a weekend of dip netting doesn't sound so cheap. How much does it cost Kelly and Larry Williams?
A ton. I was just thinking about that. We spent like hundreds of dollars already and we haven't gotten anything.
They're down for the weekend from Anchorage, so they're paying for gas and meals. Kelly has new waders, so there's that.
Camping was $50. I mean, if you're just starting out, nets are expensive. 10 bags of ice is $35.
They also have to pay the city of Kenai to use the facilities at the fishery. $20 for day parking, and more than twice that for overnight parking. That's because it's expensive to run the fishery too, says Kenai Finance Director Terry Eubank.
And then those fees are what we utilize to offset our costs in putting on the fishery.
Eubank says the biggest cost for the city are the dumpsters and toilets at the stations on the beaches. Other than that, it's personnel. Between 15 and 20 employees dedicated fully to the dipnet fishery for the 3 weeks it's open in July. It all costs the city about $450,000. But without any large-scale infrastructure projects or new equipment, the city can actually bring in more than it spends. Last year, in what Eubank says was a good year for business, Kenai brought in over $520,000 in revenue. But there is a variable the city can't control or predict, the strength of the salmon run. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game has closed the Kenai dipnet fishery twice that Eubank can remember.
The point is we go through a substantial amount of costs on the front end to get this thing set up, to get people under contract, to do all of these things. And then when, you know, Fish and Game, who's trying to protect the resource, shuts that fishery down and we don't get the revenue from that parking and things, we can lose a substantial amount of money.
That's partially where the Personal Use Fishery Fund comes in. It's a reserve that the city's had for about 5 years. And Eubank says it's a sort of insurance policy. If the fishery gets shut down, the city has money stored up to spot those upfront costs and doesn't have to dip into taxpayer dollars. The fund has about $250,000 in it now. A chunk of the revenue the city brings in from the fishery goes to that reserve. The city will also transfer some of its revenue into the city's general fund.
The way I view it is a dividend back to the community for what we endure and what we have to do. And like I said, this wasn't a fishery that we put in place, that we asked for. It was kind of dropped in our lap by the state. And so it gives us the ability to give a little bit back to the citizens. This year, that amount is budgeted to be $75,000.
Last weekend, which was the first weekend of the year for the fishery, the city brought in $27,000. The next 2 weekends, at the peak of the run, will be even better. That's also when Alaska anglers will fill local businesses.
I am terrified about being able to meet the demand this year.
Dwayne Bannock is one of the managers at Louis' restaurant in Kenai. He says this summer's already been busy for business, with lots of tourists from out of state. And he expects the next 2 weekends will be packed as anglers from Anchorage and the Matsu drive down for the height of the run. He says he loves to hear the cash register sing, but it's also a bit intimidating amid labor shortages and higher food costs. The Alaska Wildlife Troopers also stay busy in July. Lieutenant Christopher Jaime says they bring in 6 additional personnel to help at the fishery when the run's at its peak. They're looking for anglers who are violating regulations. Tickets range from $95 on the low end to $520 on the high end. Fees all go into the state's general fund. Back on the beach, Kelly Williams is mulling the effects of dip netting on her own account. Some Alaskans use the Kenai personal use fishery as a subsistence fishery to fill their freezers with salmon for the year. But is it more economical to dip net than it is to just buy salmon from the store?
I mean, that's the thing. You don't know. Like, if you catch a lot. But yeah, I was thinking about that. You know, like, Sagayo will be like, oh, it's that much a pound. And I'm like, that's probably cheaper than getting it yourself.
But what's the fun in that? And that's all for Econ 919. Tune in every Friday at 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. I'm Sabine Fuchs. Have a great weekend.